Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is, and we are talking about the disfigurements of sin, the damages that sin does in one's life. And of course, I am looking at Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 7. As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Grief and wounds. Casualties, because of sin. Sin welling up in a person's life and environment. It says, as a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. And we see also violence and plundering really becoming part of the person. Not that they fight, but that this is really hitting them hard. Effects of sin. Professor, what comes to mind?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, sin, as we said, and it has a way of really, making one that's lose a lot. Now, Muruti Muraka mentioned quite a lot of things. See how people, the extent people can go just to add something. You know, one can spend money that people are in need of for food or for anything, but people can spend money just to do bad things. You know, spending millions of rent to travel places just to add something. While that money could be beneficial to some people who are here, who are not, endeavoring themselves into evil things, but they could have that money and enjoy it and leave. But money can go to places that you cannot believe. You know, at the end of the day, when you sit, you start understanding, you know, you reason a bit, you say, why do people go that way? And Muruti Muraka mentioned something about even sin being used. Actually, people standing on the pulpit, using the word, so-called the word of God, but lying over something. You know, I think one day I mentioned something like one pastor saying that because you want to travel, or maybe the wife want to travel, he had to organize a seminar. Look at how sin can take people to that extent of organizing a seminar for the wife to travel.
Anyway.
Then you ask yourself a question, how can people go that way to reach that level? That means they don't regard anybody, they disregard everyone. Sin can put somebody to just become blind to anything that comes the way. Makes you to not see anything. You don't see the damages. One today can decide to connect or to engage or to commit to with other people just to kill for the sake of just hiding something that they've done, that because they've been discovered by some people, they can decide. Today we have Christians, even pastors, who are killing one another. That's because they want to hide something. Sin can make one to become crazy. Crazy, you can become foolish and lose everything. That's why, you know, the Bible will tell us to stay away from sin. Because when you stay away from sin, you're allowing yourself to have some sanity. Because sin can take you to a place whereby you don't have anything anymore to do. You know, I've had a chat with someone, with a young girl.
Yes.
That young girl, she's 20. She'll be turning 21. And as I've been speaking with them, I'm asking questions. Okay, why? What kind of a life are you in? And what do you do? And when she started explaining to me the kind of life she's living, I was surprised and shocked. I said, but you are just 20. How did you manage to live this in this time? When did you start engaging yourself into this? She mentioned about drugs. She mentioned about this. And I said, but how come? Obviously, the reason that she could bring was the family is poor. And because of the family is poor, she could just, give herself in that way to support the family. Then I said, fine, whatever you did, it's okay. But where is that money that you got from whatever you've been doing? Where is that money that today you can show and say, hey, this is what I got from whatever I was doing? There's none. You don't have that money. But why engaging yourself into this. You see, sins makes you to forget even the reason. You don't think anymore properly. You do things, you know, because, I mean, somehow you have, something that you're projecting, something that you want to reach. But at the end of the day, you don't get to that, but you lose in the process. It could be an enjoyment for a while, but at the end of the day, you're the one losing, because nobody will ever come to you, because there will be a time where you need to become decent, but that won't work for you. And sin happen to do that. Sin can steal your future. Can make one to lose his future. You know, I used to say, you know, today, you know what they call delayed gratification? You know, you stay away from anything that you can enjoy today. Just stay away from it, but prepare your future. Because you never know what the future, holds. And we have our brothers, especially our brothers in our country, that you see them whenever they get their money on Saturday, or on Friday, actually, when they get the money on Friday, it's like the end of the world. Saturday, they will drink, they will do all kinds of things, but they don't realize that if they could just skip that Saturday, the money that they could not use at that time could help them to cover a lot. But then they will use that money and play with it, and then tomorrow they will be in trouble. They won't have money to fix whatever they need to fix, but not realizing that they could just at once just to be to relax and say, okay, I'm not going to do this. Let me just keep my money. Tomorrow I might need it. But people don't do so. No, I've worked very hard during the week. Then I need just to enjoy myself. Enjoy yourself by doing what you're doing. One day, you ask yourself a question, was that worth it? These are questions that people don't see that way. Our brothers, they will endeavor into anything. Now, you ask questions. As I said, sin can steal your future. Today, there are some of our sisters, our brothers, who today they are thinking, when they look at their future, they said, what can we offer in the future? Because already we are damaged. We are already gone. And when the future will come, some people will approach us, but we won't have anything to give to them because already we've engaged ourselves into things before time. And then our future has been stolen. Sin can make you lose it that way. Sin can make you to not be able to answer to people in the future. You know, I've been watching the news of a certain soccer player. That soccer player happened to have a very good friend of his. And then he decided to take his best friend's wife. And then they decided to drive from one city to another. While they were driving, they got in an accident. And the wife to his friend passed on the spot. He did not die, even in a coma. And I am praying to God that he may not die, so that when he wakes up, he must explain what he has done. Because if he dies, then the story will be off. You see how sin can make you to put in a place where you need to explain now. What did you do? Why were you taking your wife's friend? Your friend's wife. Why did you do that? You need to explain. Are you going to continue? Are you going to live with that for the rest of your life? You see how sin can make one even to lose friendship. It can make you to lose your future. It can make you lose the vision that you want to accomplish in the future. It's so very important you come to that place to understand that when you want to engage into something, think, what are the consequences? But people don't think that way. They just say whatever they can say. They just do whatever they can do. Now, I used to work in a company whereby people will swear from the first word that comes from their mouth. When they start talking, living with colored people, have been with them in Cape Town, you are working within the same company. You cannot, if you want to be okay, you need to close your ears. Because from the first word that it comes from their mouth, they have to swear. And you ask yourself, why are you doing this? You know, that's what I am made up with that. And the Bible says, it's not what goes in that makes one unclean. It's what comes out of the person. That means when your inside is already corrupt, as Muruti Murata mentioned, when it's already corrupt, the rest will be also corrupt. exactly what is happening based on what based on whatever we see, based on wherever we live, we find ourselves in a place whereby we've corrupt our manners, we've corrupt our way of living. Then whatever can come out of our lives is just something that cannot build us up, but it can only destroy us. But we find it, we feel comfortable with it. That is a pity to see how things go. Sin has a way of really making one lose even the reason, as I said before, lose focus, lose your future, and lose everything that you want to do in life.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The very aspect and issue of sin, its effects upon our lives and its damage.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Thank you, Dima. Dima says, yo we baruti, ke Dima. Sin is enjoying now, but paying later. Sin is enjoying now, but paying later. Sin can make someone die prematurely. The sad thing about sin is it is so enjoyable, but the after effects are devastating. The mother, thank you very much. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. We appreciate. All right. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this. And, of course, also you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
At TBN Africa,
you always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the whole family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement and say, yes, this is for me,
tune in to love.
All right. The devastating effects of sin and the disfigurements of sin. I'm talking to Muruti Karabomraka and Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And here we are. In Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 6, it says, both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves, nor make themselves bold for them. Sin destroys both great and non-great, great and small, recognized and unrecognized, known and unknown, you know, less known people, famous and not famous people. It does, whether you're educated or not, it can disfigure you. And the main purpose of sin's disfigurement is the final culmination of death. Muruti Mraga?
Yes, and the one thing about sin is that, like what one said earlier on, what sits in Hebrews, that the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is able to mask itself, not to be seen for what it is. And one of the contributors there, a sister said, it's enjoyable.
Mm.
And in Hebrews, we learn that Moses chose to align with the people of God instead of enjoying the pleasures of sin for a moment.
Mm.
Because what happens with sin, as in James chapter 1, verse 15, the principality sin gives a person desire, and when that desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, the act.
Mm.
And sin, the act itself, when it is fully grown, it brings forth death, like you were saying just now. That is the whole aim that sin is driving at when it embarks on this process of working with an individual and causing an individual to be against God, to be an adversary to God. Mm. In Numbers 32, verse 23, the word of God says, but if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against Yudevave, and be sure your sin will find you out. Mm. The thing is, when sin has not yet manifested its full disfigurement, you may think, ah, I have escaped. No one escapes the full payment of sin. Mm. He does find a person out. That is the reality. And that is why we should be like the people that walked by faith with God. Let's take, for instance, Abraham. Mm. Genesis chapter 17. God said to him, walk before me and be blameless. And then Noah was found to be righteous and blameless in the eyes of God in Genesis chapter 6. And then in Job chapter 1, God himself says of Job that he is righteous and he is blameless. And then in Philippians chapter 2, we are told, while we are living here in this perverse world, distorted world, disfigured world, we must shine like stars, being blameless. Now, the word blameless does not mean you have not sinned, but it means you have dealt with sin and you deal with sin according to Yudhevavhe's way of dealing with sin. Look at Noah. He sacrificed upon an altar. Mm. Abraham sacrificed upon an altar. Job sacrificed upon an altar. These are lessons which are saying to us, we must never take the sacrifice of Yeshua HaMashiach lightly. It is the one thing which renders us blameless. He himself said, the same way that Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, the Son of Man has got to be elevated that way. Mm. Meaning, Moses took a copper snake, which was standing for the principality sin, and put it on top of a pole. And anybody which was bitten by a snake in the wilderness, if they looked upon that copper snake, then they would be healed. Mm. The little snakes were like sins which they have committed, or us if in our situation, if we have committed sins. Like 1 John chapter 1 says, we are supposed to realize the most important thing is we must walk in fellowship with God and in fellowship with our brethren. What does that mean? It means we are not to walk in privacy. Mm. Privacy is a problem. Mm. The only time we should expect to be respected, our privacy to be respected, is when we have closed our room and we are calling on to the Father and talking to him. For any other reason, there mustn't be privacy. And of course, I understand when a husband and a wife are in their bedroom, that is privacy. But if you look at it, not one individual is private there. Both of them are sharing something which God has given them. Why am I stressing this thing of fellowship and not privacy? Mm. Because many of the sins which have disfigured, especially children of God, have been committed because of insisting on privacy. When you are in your privacy, then what happens? A desire conceives. Mm. And then sin now grows, because in your mind, what Paul says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14, he says, or the last verse, we must not make provision for the flesh to do its desires. In other words, when one is in privacy, your mind can be lured by a temptation, and you start thinking about a sin. That's where the problem comes. When you entertain that sin and even start making plans how you are actually going to carry out that sin. Many of the young men and elderly men who have seduced women and even ended up sexually abusing them, it started in their private moment with thoughts and plans which they make. No one would have done that just by impromptu action. So in 1 John chapter 1, it says, for us to remain in this fellowship, we must acknowledge when we have sinned. We must acknowledge and utilize the sacrifice which we have been given, as chapter 2 says. That little children, I'm writing this thing that you may not sin. But should you sin, we have got Jesus Christ, the advocate, the righteous one with the Father. We must endeavor to be blameless. If by any chance you realize I have sinned, that's then when you should seek blamelessness. How? By confessing your sin to the Father, or confessing your sin to whomever you have sinned against, and therefore taking the forgiveness which Christ has paid so dearly for. And that way, we remain blameless. We walk blameless. Mm. And these disfigurements which we have been talking about, they become far from us. Otherwise, we will find ourselves acting like animals, beasts, doing things which we never even dreamt we will do. That's how horrible sin is.
Sure. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this, the disfigurements of sin or the damage of sin in our lives. The number to dial 082-657-2729, and also the studio line is 012-334-1322.
But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After he said, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
Tune in for a special Ascension Day service on the 9th of May as Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit honor and celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Join us at 10 a.m. in the morning at the Radio Pulpit offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria, where our own Wynand Rousseau will deliver an inspiring message. Experience uplifting praise and worship led by our CEO, Carl Verhoef, and the Radio Pulpit Band, with a warm welcome from Reverend Homi Dahmans, Chairperson of the Radio Pulpit Board of Directors. Don't forget to bring your own chair. Admission is free and love offerings are appreciated. Can't join us in person? Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM or Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM or stream online via our apps or websites at radiopulpit.co.za or capepulpit.co.za. For more information, contact Letsi on 012-334-1284 or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, I have not played Maureen the other time. Of course, I know it's not fair. But if someone sends a message, you know, I am obliged to play it. And sometimes people don't stick to the topic. Maybe they just came in and tend to actually maybe say something else. Others are singing songs on the show. So it is unkind of me. It's very much unkind not to play that. Even though I don't agree with it at times, I play it. because this is your show, you know. And so, Maureen, here you are.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray. Greetings to Abalaleli Be Radio Pulpit. I've just tuned in, Mina. Mina, ngigcwele ini indumiso emlonyeni wami. Anginamazwi amaningi. I've just tuned in. Ukuthi nikhuluma ngani? What is it that you are the topic? What is it the topic? I don't know. But here is the song, Mina. Ehlele enhlizweni yami.
And I told you, then someone says, I'm going to sing a song. We have to play that. We have to play that. Let me start with Ubab Vilakazi. Butwami.
Hello, my brother.
Gunjani. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The topic is disfigurement of sin, brother.
Yeah.
He has got Satan and Amatinone again. But to give Sir Abantu about Titi Sirunkulungul. Mogonza is into the same thing in Abo. This evil spirit operating the demonic realm, brother. Today, Amantomba Zainana A2, Baba pregnant from age 12. Good teenage pregnancy, brother. The teenage pregnancy is abantu abadala. Whether I'm a promises, Kulomituana. Abaz, which is Yontuana Gubo, until I see right. And number two, about prophet Bamanga Bandinile, Kumason to Nakmabanda. Amaningi okukhohlisa abantu ngamazwi athi, number one, is hearing that their words are direct from God. Number two, athi umprofeti, the Lord tell me to tell you good. The Lord declares this. This is an offense to the Lord, Brother Ray. Yeah. Seeing today, Brother Ray, yes, each and every occasion, Lana Baba, is a total good thing when a visual of me and accept your control, accept on good fish with the eight Abomalum Navala. Tola Bantum was a man and a man and Abba Petaman Ken, and we are yet celebrate.
Bapuzanabo.
Yeah. We are celebrating a Gekko Kuzum. Even after Rangan Bapuzo, Chola Brazil. And into, because our TV channels actually are my adverts, Nabantu Abakaban would bash about the KT, they would of course is now put it all, you're so cool, is about so. Yeah. Today in England, Bafa Pedangani, brother, and families are killing each other, brother. For the property, talk to me, I was here, the property. Or yet, I agree, I phone a goody, don't get into the busy. You only retire to your brother. Laba Bani, Abakipele, Afunba Kipele, and your pine. Good to come and eat to Gubula land.
Yes.
Today, Brother Ray discovered this language is so no. Next, Brother Ray, Utologuti. Ubaba ulwa nonkosikazi akakwazi ukusolva lento. Afika endlini laphana athatha intambo ahengele abantwana abayi-2
bese
ezibulala yena. You know, my brother, the only solution sidinga amandla kaJesu Kristu ubelana naleni moya ngemadimoni kaSathane
kakhulu.
Ngoba thina sikwazi ukulisana nalezi zinto singabantu benyama negazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And praying that God will protect and guide us.
Yeah.
Against this angel in the.
Yes.
And break every screen. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father be glorified. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Shalom, shalom. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this topic.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let's do this. Babongan.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Professor Kabamba, and also Pastor Morake and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. Disfigurement of sin. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a prowler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. Drug abuse causes a major threat to the nation's well-being. Young children are dealing with drugs in schools instead of getting education. Musicians and sports stars are abusing drugs to perform their activities. Government officials and foreigners are drug trafficking. Drugs are causing men to be gays and women to be lesbians. Drug abuse creates national crises. It leaves the users depressed and anxious. Other drugs make the users to be aggressive, violent, and paranoid. Their results often lead to tragic. They make people to do anything, anyhow, and go anyway. They also make pregnant mothers to give birth to children with intellectual and physical disabilities. Some of the infants are born with AIDS virus because of their mothers who become infected by selling sex for drugs. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. That indeed is a typical disfigurement. Indeed, that is a typical disfigurement. And if we ignore that, I don't know what is it that would be wrong with us.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Ma'am Maureen.
Good evening.
Thank you, ma.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray.
Hi, ma'am.
Greetings to all the pastors and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Here is the word that I am bringing. I've just tuned in and I can hear that you are talking about a sin. So I am bringing the word here, the word of God. It is found in the book of 1 John chapter 3. I will start to read from verse 1. It speaks about children of God. Verse 1, it read as follows. See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children. And so, in fact, we are. This is why the world does not know us. It has not known God. My dear friends, we are now God's children, but it is not yet clear what we shall become. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, because of we shall see him as he really is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as Christ is pure. Whoever sins is guilty of breaking God's law, because sin is a breaking of the law. If we do what ekwaphambane nezwi la nkulunkulu, we are breaking God's law. So meaning that all the time when we walk, when we speak, when we do things, we should do things that that makes God happy. Verse 5, you know that Christ appeared in order to take away sins, and that there is no sin in him. So everyone who lives in union with Christ does not continue to sin. But whoever continues to sin has never seen him or known him. Let no one deceive you, my children. Whoever does what is right is righteous, just as Christ is righteous. Whoever continues to sin belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the very beginning. The Son of God appeared for his very reason, to destroy what the devil had done. So none of those who are children of God continue to sin, for God's very nature is in them. So if we, God's nature is in us, we will never continue to sin. Everything that we'll do, we'll say, our conduct, it will show we are the children of the Most High. So verse 10, this is the clear difference between God's children and the devil's children. All who do not do what is right or do not love others are not God's children. So lokhu kuyakhomba ukuthi it shows ngempela ukuthi there is a difference between God's children and the devil's children. All who do not do what is right or do not love others are not God's children. So all the time, thina esingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, who are called the children of God, all the time we do what is good. So we are patient, thina. We don't harbor grudges. Even if we are being corrected, so we accept the corrections. Why? Because of we are like children. So that this is the way that I am bringing Uguti. There is a difference between the children of God and the children of the devil. So Tina, as the children of God, we do not continue to sin all the sin all the time. When you do things, when we speak, we bring things, we bring word that encourages, that builds, that exhorts people. Thank you very much, Brother Ray, and to all the pastors and the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Good evening. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. I've just tuned in. Ngiyezwa niyakhuluma ngesono. Here is the word that I am bringing about a sin. It is found in the book of 1 John chapter 3 up to verse 10. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Just as I was saying, you know, and using your voice note as an example, you sent this one. I really, really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Professor Kabamba, Pastor Murake, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. Disfigurement of sin, which means consequences and effects of sin. Sexual transmitted diseases are caused by sexual immorality. Sin can cause an internal conflict with God and us, leading to health issues and taking a physical toll on your body. It can affect your blood pressure, sleeping problems, or distract your body. Sin brings separation from God, and the penalty of spiritual death is what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned. Guilt, shame, and fear are the result of any sin we commit against God. Let's read in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. Then both of them knew things they had never known before. They realized they were naked. So they sewed together fig leaves and made clothes for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking in the garden. It was during the coolest time of the day. They hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Jesus Christ also was disfigured just because of our sin. He was made a sinner, whilst he never sinned. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2 to 3. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. We can also read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Thank you. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. And here's another message I will read. This is also from Dima and also from Lou. I will read the messages just after this.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. IRadio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Okay, Dima says, Baruti, sin also affects our relationship with God. It is also the reason for self-condemnation, guilt, fear, and running away from God. Sin also makes you arrogant. When the first murder was made on earth between two brothers, instead of Cain feeling sorry of what he did, he answered arrogantly, "I'm not my brother's keeper." The devil always packages sin as something good for you, but at the end, it kills. He always on his mandate to steal, kill, and destroy. Those are the words from Dima there. And, of course, also, let's see. I think I have another one. This is from Lou. Lou, thank you very much. Lou says, good evening, beloved and pastors. I'm glad that we are talking about the issue of sin, something that we take lightly as people, and not realizing the harmful consequences it has, both spiritually and physically. However, there is hope in Jesus Christ to redeem us from sin. This is Lou from Parais. Lou comes again and says, good evening, beloved and pastors. I'm glad. Okay, I think it's the same message. It's the same message. Lou, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Hey, Godfrey.
Hey, evening, Brother Ray and your guests and listeners.
Thank you, my friend.
I wouldn't let this topic pass through without seeing a word. Sin, it's not only limited to actions or deeds. The food that you eat also considered to be sin. It was a certain type of food that we're told not to eat.
Yeah.
And we love our pork ribs. We love our oysters, our crayfishes, and all other kinds of food that are forbidden. And as somebody has said, and even Pastor Mrakuti, they say sin is pleasurable. We enjoy that food. And because it's not like a drinking or smoking, it's not easy to pick up. We think it's not sin. The food also, we must concentrate on that and be aware that food also causes one to sin because it affects your health. Most of the time when people are sick, doctor will tell you, don't eat this kind of food. Didn't eat that. Why? When you check and analyze, it's one of the foods that the Most High said we shouldn't eat. And we are easily deceived. We follow the Europeans and foreigners or sinners because they promote this food on TV. They use celebrities and then we end up eating them. Our diet was straightforward. Inkomo, sheep, goat, papu mrojo and all that. And then came all these other things, crayfish and lobsters and whatnot, and sushis and whatnot. And then because we want to look fancy and good and, yeah.
And sushis.
And all those food are useless in our body and they create a sin. So let's be careful of what we eat, not necessarily only the actions like drinking the obvious sin or fornication and stealing, also the type of food we eat and the dress code. There's a lot of things that we do. Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322, so that we can hear what you feel about this topic. And, of course, also tell us even far much more about, you know, the effects of sin upon our lives as believers.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 12. Murud Muraka, let me give you this as a parting shot. For thus says the Elohim, your affliction is incurable. Your wound is severe. My issue here is that the effects of sin upon our lives bring afflictions that are severe. And spiritual living in our souls, we become wounded in such a severe way that it would take quite a long time to recover, if it ever happens. Therefore, we need to be very careful and run away from sin as far much more as possible. In conclusion, Muruti, let me give you your 3 minutes. Take over.
Yes, sir. I think even as you have said it, Jeremiah has said it, sin is terribly dangerous for human beings. And I want to take this time to agree even with my brothers and sisters who have spoken, especially bringing about the examples of disfigurements, even to the point even of food and foodstuffs, all those things, whatever we are drinking. And that is why even in the Word of God, it is very clear that anything and everything that we do, we should do in moderation. The reason being, sin will push you to overindulge. So that you can destroy yourself without realizing. And especially when it comes to overindulgence, it is not something that will immediately destroy you. It will steal from you. It will kill certain things in you slowly until that point where now it has shortened your lifespan. It has brought you where you are going into destruction. And everyone born of a woman is subject to this. It is only one man who was not subject to this. Yeshua Mintaret, because of not being born defunct in the spirit. But, like my brother who have spoken earlier, there is hope, a great hope. And I believe that unless we see the sordidness, the depravity of sin, we will never appreciate the awesomeness, the greatness, the gloriousness of the sacrifice that Yeshua HaMashiach made for us. That indeed, when we have come to Him, we cling to Him. We cling for dear life to Him. Why? Because we appreciate that we didn't deserve it, but we have been given a lifeline that will take us into the next eon, where all these disfigurements will not even be remembered, because the Father has loved us so much that inasmuch as sin has deposited disfigurements for everybody, but when we accept the law and walk in the Spirit, there is coming a day when He will come back and take all that belongs to Him, ourselves included, if we walk faithfully, into the next year, where there will be no more disfigurement of any type. In His name, we pray that all of us who have been participating will take this serious. Amen.
Thank you so much, Muruti Muraka. We really appreciate, and of course, we are taking concluding remarks on the issue of the disfigurements of sin.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
I am looking also at Micha. Micha chapter 1 verses 9. For her wounds are incurable, for it has come to Judah, it has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. We should be very careful and never go on assurances that we just speak and not act on the assurances of the word. If you don't act on the assurances of the word, sin will enter our gates. We really need to follow the word. Muruti, finally.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, this is one of the things that you need us to be careful about, is to stand on the word, like you say. You know, a true man and a woman of God is the one who stands on his word or that word. When you say something, you need to follow it through, because, you know, and the word comes with action to say, because the Bible tells us that a faith without action is dead. Meaning, kind of, when you say something, you need to go through it until you get it right. Because without doing that, what we're doing without us realizing, we are closing our doors, because you're not allowing ourselves to go further. You know, when you promise someone that they'll come tomorrow at 10 and they show up at 12 without saying a word, without even apologizing, and then the next time you give another appointment and you come late without apologizing, already you know that door is closed. I mean, sin can make even your doors of opportunity to close. Just because you're not, I mean, standing on whatever you say. And it's so very important that you come to that place of being faithful, even in whatever whatever promise we make, to be faithful into that. So you may end up and not being caught up into the word. Because you can say something today and not really realizing that you've said it. We've heard people say, for instance, no, what I said yesterday, I did not mean it. But the truth of the matter, why did you say it in the first place? Because before you say that you did not mean it, you're supposed to think. The Bible says to us that we need to turn our tongue 7 times before you even say a word. I mean, you need to take time, not be in a hurry, and you quantify and qualify whatever you want to say. After that, you can say it, not that you're going to follow it through. And I believe that it is, I mean, because of lack of, I mean, following through whatever Elohim has maybe put in front of the children of God, that they've happened to find themselves in exile. Many a time that they've been in exile, they've been, I mean, in slavery, because they did not fall or they did not go through whatever it was put in front of them. If it was told that you need to obey, and they say, yes, you're going to obey, but at the end of the day, they did not obey, then they had to find themselves in exile or either in a slavery because of their, I mean, their stubborn.
Sure.
And it's important to come to that place.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Thank you to both of you. And, of course, next week we are going to be talking about the enemies of the soul. I really believe we need to revisit that. We will be touching on the enemies of the soul. Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Thank you very much, my brother. I will do the same, and I thank God you are coming up well.
I've been coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And greetings to our sister and your family.
Thank you.
And Pastor Kabamba as well, his wife and his family. May they be greeted. And all the listeners and participants, we really love you and we appreciate your working with us in this field of Jehovah.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Pass our regards to the family, Sam.
Yes, thank you. I'll do that. And you also do the same. Greet your families and just tell them we love them very much. Muruti Muraka, do that as well. Thank you very much, Muruti Ray, for all the time we spent together.
Thank you so much. And, of course, thank you so much to everyone listening, everyone praying for us, everyone contributing to the show. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we continue to see him visible in our lives in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. By his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us and leads us into all truth. Let us continue to learn together and have yourself a good night. Thank you so much and much blessings to you more and more and more and even to your families. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join Given and Shal for I Am Live every Friday evening at 6. Here they welcome young South Africans to engage in insightful conversations and meaningful discussions about issues that matter. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.